On August 12, 2010, the Camden Energy Committee met to discuss the Ragged Mountain Wind Plan next steps. The group reviewed their memo on the creation of a Camden Rockport Hope Ragged Mountain Wind Work Group, including the duties of the work group, who would administer it, and who would fund it. Part 1 is a discussion of the memo that they are sending to the Camden Select Board. Part 2 is a discussion of the role of the Camden Community Development Director in the Ragged Mountain Wind Work Group. Part 3, discussion of a sunset provision for the Ragged Mountain Wind Work Group, and a discussion of the needed fundraising to raise $50,000 to $75,000 for an initial assessment. The Camden Select Board will review this memo at their August 17th meeting, which will be held at the Camden Yacht Club. The recording is 38 minutes long.
Good morning. I think Roberta may join us. She's going to be late.
I think she's going to be here. We have a quorum. Excellent. Thank you all so much coming short notice early in the morning. I have a 9 o'clock meeting. My intent is to get out of here at 8:45 or earlier if we can. So we've got now a second or third draft of a couple of documents. Have you all had a chance to get a look at these two documents that got passed around? Great. So we've got one is an introductory letter, and the other is the actual recommendations, the second step. So why don't we go through the introductory letter first, and then we'll do the recommendations second. Who would be willing to take minutes? And they can be really brief. Anybody? Thank you, Rick. Any suggestions for redraft, reworking, massaging, in any way changing this opening letter to the Camden Select Board? We have, there's under section one in red is a commercial scale with a question mark. Can we figure out what to put there? The sentence reads, Ragged Mountain has an exceptional wind resource which warrants further study, and through the work of the Island Institute and George Baker, who were hired by the Camden Select Board, it has been determined that there is a legal structure by which the community or communities can benefit directly from the renewable electricity created by. Original wording was such a project. The question mark in red is a commercial scale project.
What's the other option? A community scale?
Municipal scale project?
Community scale project?
Municipal scale.
What does that mean?
But that's what we're trying to.
I mean, the reality is we don't know the scale.
Right. But do we have, I think, maybe just intuitively, we have a sense of some scale. I mean, my guess is between 1 and 5 kilowatt would be the only possible.
Megawatt, right.
Right. That's what I think we're. But yeah, we don't know. I mean, because we could go over the plan B and just a small.
Yeah.
Or even nothing.
My guess is it's not megawatts, it's probably number of turbines is the issue, I would guess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy with municipal because it's a foggy enough word that it doesn't.
Windjammer. It doesn't really mean anything.
Commercial.
Or you could just leave it out completely and say.
Scale to be determined.
Could say that.
Or just. Renewable electricity created by such a project, or
say renewables by
commercial is not certainly not the right word.
Yeah, I don't think commercial is an accurate term.
Well, I think even if it were accurate, I don't know what it means. But it's probably scary to some people.
Right.
And
the community benefit renewable electricity created by a project of the scale.
Of what scale?
We mentioned up here that it has. Exceptional wind resource.
Right, but that just speaks to the wind, not the actual scale of the project.
An appropriately scaled municipal project?
Yes.
Good.
Economically viable, maybe?
I mean, that's one thing.
I think appropriately scaled takes that into consideration, doesn't it? It takes in economics, the environment, public will.
Yeah.
Does that work?
That's fine.
Yeah. By an appropriately scaled municipal project or just project?
Municipal.
Municipal?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've determined over and over again that it should be a municipal project.
Appropriately scaled community project.
I like that better than municipal.
Yeah,
I
do too. Because municipal sounds like a town, and this potentially would be.
Yeah, could be more than that.
And
can we just say appropriately scaled project?
Yeah. it's not just to make the case, but I think it's honest to say that we're only, this will not happen unless it's truly a community project.
And we're also talking about the structure that Baker has come up with, is a community structure.
That's the link, true. Right.
I think it's appropriate.
Speaking of Baker and Allen Institute, I mean, this is accurate, but they're calling themselves at this point Maine Coast Community Wind. Should we refer to that as the entity we approach?
That's probably cleaner.
Rather than Island Institute and George Baker, just call it Maine Coast Community Wind.
That, do you want to move the question on the lettuce?
Sure. Is there a motion to approve the letter?
Yes.
Your man said?
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any objections, any changes, any anything?
To what?
To the decisions we just made around this letter.
Oh, you mean
the wording changes we just made.
Just to that.
To that, and to change George Baker and Island Institute to Maine Coast Community Wind.
And just the language about appropriately scaled community project.
Right. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay, great.